Welcome to Rights Watch, a program about human rights around the world from Human Rights Watch. I'm Miriam Wells. Last month, we heard what sounded like good news. A new study in the medical journal The Lancet found that there's been a dramatic decline in pregnancy-related deaths over the past 30 years. But the study also estimates that very few countries are on track to meet international goals for reducing maternal deaths by 2015. We'll talk to one of the authors of the study later in the show. But first, to Mayanna Molman. She's with the Women's Rights Division at Human Rights Watch. She says human rights abuses fuel this global health crisis.
The study very clearly shows health systems need to be in place for maternal mortality and morbidity not to happen, as it were. There are great disparities between countries. Very few countries have managed to make advances. And it's also clear that with the right policies in place, it's possible to lower maternal mortality. And I think that's a hopeful message. I'm really happy that this study has shown that. We're rolling out a program of research looking at the human rights aspects of maternal mortality and morbidity. And our work is very different. We don't do quantitative research. We do qualitative research. We look at specifically for women who have difficulties in access services, what is it that causes those difficulties and how are their human rights violated in that process? So in India, we looked at, in particular, health system accountability. Are women able to get redress for services that they're not accessing?
And you found significant problems with the reporting of maternal deaths in India, didn't you?
That's right. What we found was that the people who are charged with noting down that maternal death happens often don't even know what the definition of maternal death is. If you don't know what you're counting, it's hard for you to count it right.
Dr. Christopher Murray is the author of the Lancet study. He's on the line with us from the University of Washington in Seattle.
Well, certainly it's very true that even in high-income countries, women who die from a maternal death don't necessarily have that written down on their death certificate. And sometimes the physician filling out the death certificate, even in a place like the UK or the US, will say sepsis or pulmonary embolus, when in fact it was a maternal death. And that's been a big issue in trying to go through the death records and try to identify misclassified maternal deaths and then add them to the numbers so that our numbers, for example, for all the high-income countries are higher than official data because of this attempt to find the misclassified deaths. When you come to a developing country like India, there are many different data systems in India that are capturing part of the story. So what we did is we found more than 60 of these measurements, looked through the ones that had too many biases in them to believe, and then the remaining studies, which mostly come from the sample registration scheme in India as well as these national surveys, tell a pretty consistent story over time. And it's those studies that we use to come up with the estimates that we have for India. But for the very reasons that we just heard, there's always going to be, in a country like India, some uncertainty in the figures.
Dr. Murray, in your study, you talk about health system reform as specific recommendation for how some countries are able to lower maternal mortality. What kind of reform were you thinking about? And would that include also a health system accountability feature?
Accountable care is really an essential ingredient for where systems work well. In our study on maternal mortality, we found that there were sort of four big drivers making things better. The decline of fertility has a huge effect on maternal mortality. The rising levels of education of mothers, that also has a big effect where that's going up. Rising income per capita is quite correlated with maternal mortality. And then we also found that access to skilled birth attendants or in-facility birth is an important driver of maternal mortality.
The four drivers that you're describing are really rooted in human rights. So you're talking about lowering fertility, obviously, you know, access to reproductive health care. Contraception is huge there. That's a key component of health rights. Education of women and girls, obviously a key Millennium Development Goal and also a human right. Economic empowerment for women. We know that this is something that helps women space their births and also have less children, and this affects maternal death. And then access to quality care, you know, which is a key component, again, of the right to health. So what you're showing is essentially that the implementation of human rights works in bringing down maternal deaths.
Well, I certainly think that an approach that leads to higher levels of education of young girls and, you know, access to reproductive health services, whether for control of fertility or access to care during pregnancy and at delivery, clearly important contributors. And to the extent that a government that pursues a sort of human rights agenda does a better job on those, then absolutely.
And that's Rights Watch for this week. I've been speaking to Dr. Christopher Murray, a professor of global health at the University of Washington. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Murray.
Thank you very much for having me on.
And I've also been speaking with Mayanna Molman, the Advocacy Director for the Women's Rights Division at Human Rights Watch. Thanks, Mayanna.
Thank you so much for having me.
A Human Rights Watch video about maternal mortality in India has been nominated for a Webby, the leading international awards honouring excellence on the internet. For more information, visit hrw.org. Human Rights Watch is an independent organisation dedicated to defending and protecting human rights around the world. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or listen on our website. Thanks for listening to Rights Watch. I'm Miriam Wells.